This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 216 for Friday, January 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Friday, taking back yesterday's losses as gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Chart-based positioning to end the week contributed to the gains. Canola up 3 to nearly $5 in the most active months. March up 410 at $869.40 per ton. Canola exports and the domestic crush are both running ahead of the year-ago pace, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data, with that solid end-user demand contributing to today's advances. However, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both down on the day. Strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on values, with the currency trading well above 74 U.S. cents. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were both higher, while wheat was mostly lower. Soybeans posted double-digit gains, up 21 cents in the March contract at $14.92 per bushel. Solid monthly U.S. jobs data led to some increased risk appetite in the global financial markets, and some of that buying interest spilled into the grains and oilseeds. Ongoing drought concerns in Argentina were also supportive, with the latest reports out of the country pegging the soybean crop at only 8% good to excellent, with seeding well behind normal. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 721,000 tons were in line with expectations, with an additional 132,000 tons to unknown destinations also reported separately this morning. Corn futures also higher, but lagging beans to the upside, up only a penny in the March contract at $6.54 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 319,000 tons came in below expectations and marked the smallest sales in 8 weeks. However, the USDA did announce private export sales this morning of just over 100,000 tons of old and new crop corn to Mexico. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates next week Thursday, and positioning ahead of that report was a feature. Wheat futures, meanwhile, lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the March contract at $9.02 per bushel. Kansas City also down 7 cents in March at $8.32 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 3 cents in the March contract at $7.43 per bushel. U.S. wheat export sales of only 49,000 tons in the past week were a marketing year low. Rising production estimates out of Australia were also bearish for wheat, with the latest forecast pegging the wheat crop there at a record large 42 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.